Hey folks, welcome to Getting Apps Done, a mostly non-technical podcast about building software. I'm your host, Joshua.
And I'm the co-host, Cal.
Today, we're going to talk about a bit of a continuation from last week's topic. We were discussing how to turn down a job, and today we'd like to talk about when to turn down a job.
And we briefly mentioned some of the things, but we didn't really go into any detail about the types of situations when you should be turning down jobs. Like, we just kind of brushed on, maybe it wasn't a great fit. Maybe it was a little too iffy.
Yeah. And there are a number of yellow flags, red flags, and everything in between that could tell you that this job might not be right for you. And obviously, as we said last week, it's great to provide feedback because some of those might change for you. But there are some showstoppers, absolute showstoppers. For me, remote working is one of them. I will not ever go back into an office. It's just not going to happen. And I know for a fact that that is one of those things that if they won't budge, I won't budge on either. So I know that's going to kill it for me. And most people have at least one or two of those things. It might be money. It might be sushi at the cafe in the office. I don't know what it is for you, but everybody's got something that's really important to them. And you need to go in knowing these are the must-haves. These are the things that I will not take a job unless they're there.
And yeah, like you mentioned something like sushi at the cafe as, you know, kind of almost a ridiculous example, but really it doesn't matter what it is. This is totally a personal thing. It is up to you. There's no judgment here. Like, if it is a thing, a problem, a must have for you, that's okay. That's great. Yeah. Like, but keeping it in mind and being prepared for that is kind of where you got to know where your boundaries are. You have to know that where your negotiation boundaries are.
Yeah, absolutely. And while I say it in jest, actually, that could be a really valid thing. I know a lot of people who love to go out to lunch with other people. And if the office culture is not to go out to lunch together, that could be a huge showstopper for you. That might be something that's going to make this a job that really doesn't work for you, that you're never going to be happy in because you don't have that social aspect that you're looking for. So things like that, they're not necessarily obvious things unless you stop and think about, okay, what is it that I really need from this role? Outside of money, I mean, obviously everybody's got to have an amount of money or some remuneration that is going to make this work for them. But there are a lot of other things that make jobs work well for you.
Yeah, the open office plan is the one I hear a lot of, the people who absolutely hate it and want their main office. And while I actually kind of enjoy an open office. But yeah, like you talk about culture fit, but this is, yeah, it could be anything. It could be the boss is someone that you just would not want to work for. It could be that the team just seemed kind of a bad fit. It could be the product is actually not that interesting to you. Like, you actually get into this company and you look at the software that they're building and you think, you know, I don't want to do this. That's okay. It's great. It is okay to turn down a job.
Absolutely. And we're talking about mostly showstoppers there, things like a boss that you absolutely don't want to work for, or not having the remote working or flexi time or whatever that you absolutely need. It's absolutely okay to turn down a job for yellow flags as well. Just things that I'm not that happy about that, particularly if there are a lot of them. I've certainly seen a lot of positions where I didn't hit anything that I thought, oh, no, I can't do that. But there were a lot of little things that I thought, oh, I'm not really going to enjoy that. I'm not going to like that. I don't like the way they do this. And they start to add up. And if you're not paying attention, you can kind of gloss over them because you want the job. But you really do need to pay attention because, as we said in the last episode, this really is all about your life. And how much you enjoy or don't enjoy this job is going to affect a lot of things, not just your life, but also your job performance, the way you interact with family and friends, the way you perceive yourself as well. It can change how you see yourself. And those are all huge things. Those are huge impacts on your life and not just short-term, long-term things. They can cause all kinds of problems for you. So it is absolutely, first off, critical to take it seriously. Think about what you need. Outside of money, what do you need to be happy and content and really want to do this job? But also, just be aware that it doesn't have to be a big showstopper. It doesn't have to be that they don't pay enough money. All those other little things do add up, and they are really important. Little things are important.
Yeah, and little things, too, could also be ethical concerns. Those are usually not blunt. It's not usually a person asking a question that's terribly, terribly inappropriate. They're things that are all like yellow flags. Why did you say that? That's odd. Yeah. Like, those can stack up, too. And that is important to keep track of, to watch for. If that, like, That is a thing that happens, and to being prepared for it and turning down a job because of it is perfectly valid. You don't want to end up at a place that has a dedicated crying room, there, which unfortunately do exist.
I worked in places where your desk was that, because everybody was crying at their desk.
Yeah, no, this company had like an actual meeting room that was just for that, where people could go and like cry and break down and like that. This is a bad, like these are red, that's an obvious red flag, but some places have more the yellow flag versions of those. And I want to make sure that people understand that it's totally okay to say no to these things. It is always okay to say no.
Absolutely. In all things, it is always okay to say no. I understand that certainly jobs can be a little bit different, and that is one of the really shitty things about the way our world works, is we all need jobs so we can put food on the table, and that changes things in a lot of different mm-hmm. ways. But where at all possible, I mean, there are going to be times where I've certainly taken jobs that I really knew that I didn't want because I needed to pay bills, and that is what it is. Mm-hmm. But try to make the best of what you can. Where those red flags do exist, try to find another way. It's not going to be good for you in the long term. So whatever you can do to avoid those things, it is absolutely not only your right, but you damn well should avoid them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Build up your safety first, and then it makes it easier to say no. When you have that backing, you have a defense layer of savings accounts and other backup plans, it's a lot easier to stick to those boundaries and say no without having to starve.
Absolutely. All right. I will put some transcripts up at gettingappsdone.com. If you are in a position where you're being offered a job and there are a lot of those yellow flags and you want to know if there's just too many of them, or if we think they're all yellow flags as well, or red flags. In fact, we had somebody in the community the other day post up something that they were looking at that was all sorts of, I think we phrased them as yellow flags because they were just a little bit dodgy and not quite right. And it's good to communicate with other people and get other people to share their opinions with you and to share their contacts with you and learn those things. You can do that on our Slack channel at gettingappsdone.com/Slack. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.